The greatest of all things is love. Love. The greatest, says the Apostle Paul, agreed upon by the world's greatest thinkers and artists and poets, is love. Love is best. The Bible book 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is Paul's finest expressions of love by far. Therein, Paul tells us that love is good, so very good. We mortals think of good in terms of word and deed as so valuable. The good defines the moral, that which is right. To know what is good and how to do it defines life. Good, says Paul, is but an attribute of love, and there is no real good without real love. It is the power of love that helps mankind understand, in fact, what is good. Man cannot understand good without love. And real love, although incapable of definition as such, is patient. It's patient, says Paul. It is long-suffering because love is long-suffering and patient. Love is forbearing. It endures. No matter the problems or difficulties, love endures. And love at work waits for good things to happen. It dwells not on the bad. That is, patiently knowing that love will triumph at the right time. And it will. Our day and age is impatient, but love demands that we slow down, we take heed, we feel, and we allow love to do its work. Love is kind, says the open-hearted Apostle Paul. That is, love is gentle. Love is easy. Love hugs. It soothes, it strokes, it sees the hard and harsh things in life and injects large doses of kindness, caring, and warmth. And love is caring about another first and about the things of God before self. There can be no kindness or caring without love. True love, says the Apostle Paul, rejoices in truth. True love speaks the truth. Love is straight while being truthful. It never avoids what is necessary. Some may even call it tough love, but it is real love. Because love can discipline and correct in truth, even if it hurts. Love and truth never compromises. How wonderful, how joyful to lovingly live in truth at all times. It is only this love at work in the hearts and minds of mankind which can cause us to know the truth, which sets us free and allows us to lovingly rejoice. Love protects and love defends. Love guards the hearts and minds of the young. It trains up the children in the way in which they should go. It protects the truth and the love of God at all times. Love protects and defends home and family. It guards against false prophets and the lie. Love is strong. It is durable. But it tolerates no evil. Love protects life in every way. Love, real love, can never be broken. True love can never, ever be broken. Love is loyal, says Paul. Love is trustworthy and trusting. One with true love can be trusted, fully trusted. Such a one is predictable, reliable, steady, loyal. The word of a lover is the word of a bond, and that bond will not be broken, even as love cannot be broken. Love produces a trust unto death. And love, real love, hopes. Real love has the strongest expectations for the present and the future. Real love always hopes for the best, no matter the uncertainties in life. The good is always love's objective. It hopes for that very same love to capture another, to make a loving believer out of anyone and everyone. Love at work creates belief that all things will work together for good, and it will for those who know how to love and to love God. It will, because love, love never fails. Love perseveres. It endures. It is there now, and more so, it is there eternally. In its strength, it carries the heaviest burdens. No matter how deep the hurt, love is there to heal. Love heals and heals. And heals. nothing but nothing. The greatest evils in this world can never destroy love. Nothing can. And that's what love is. But here is what love is not, says the Apostle Paul. Love is not envious. Love is not jealous. Love wants the best for everyone. Love rejoices when the best things happen to other people. It never jealously wants what another has. Love has no ego. Love is not self-centered. Love is ready to give at all times. Love is always, says Paul, not controlling. Love lets go. It never holds on, but induces freedom. It opens the heart when so many other things close it. Love is never possessive. It never hoards, nor is it selfish. It is ready to share and give at all times. And love never boasts or brags. Love is not boastful. Love is not proud or puffed up. Love has no ego. Love cares little for power or fame. Love at work is content for loving deeds to speak for themselves. A loving person has no need to be famous. A true loving person knows that true love comes from the one true God. And further, love does not behave unseemly. Love is kind. It is civil. It is gentle. Love at work causes an individual to behave appropriately and naturally. Love restrains at the very same time that it energizes behavior. Love has its own rules, its very own rules, which are known instinctively and intuitively by the lover. And the Apostle Paul says that love is not easily angered. No tempers, no rages, not easily angered. Love strengthens the emotional endurance and allows for rational responses and reactions, for a fiery tongue does nothing but damage. Love at work allows anyone to not be easily provoked. It turns from argument, love does, and love seeks only the good. Love indeed constrains the tongue, and perhaps it is the only thing that can. And more, says the Apostle Paul, love does not keep any record of wrongs. Love forgives. Love has no balance sheet, no list of assets or liabilities. Love is owed nothing for all it gives, and it requires no payback or retribution for any harm done. Only love can do that. Love forgets. It has no memory of a wrongful past. It forgets those things which have gone before, and it presses on for only the good things in life. It thinks on the good. It motivates toward the good. Love holds no grudges, none whatsoever. It wants only the best for everyone, including those who have done harm, and including the worst of all, our enemies. Love has no resentment. It is not defensive or aggressive. Love is kind and gentle. Real love forgives and forgets. And real love has no delight in evil, says Paul. It rejoices not in evil. It cares nothing for vengeance. And love allows and even compels an individual lover to love in the hardest way. To love your enemies. Boy, is that hard. But love demands it. Love asks that we do good to those who persecute us, who defame us, who slander and abuse us. Do good to them, all because of love. Love at work is the greatest weapon, and when properly used, is so much more powerful than any evil. So much more powerful. Those who live in love truly know what life is all about. They truly do. So then, Paul summarizes all by saying that the just shall live by faith, and by hope, and by love. And the most profound words from Paul about the most profound thing in life, and the greatest of these, the greatest of all things, is love.